Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. How are those with a sharp eye and planning for retirement handling the current market volatility? We'll have some answers in a moment, but first, these money items you should know. The Wall Street Journal Money Beat team says natural gas, a historically turbulent market that's crushed experienced traders and large hedge funds, is having its quietest period in 22 years. The volatility of the past couple of years in energy has disappeared, suggesting an end to the turbulence brought on by a global supply glut. In natural gas, which has been prone to severe swings, three-month realized volatility is at its lowest since 1996, and volatility in U.S. crude futures also reached its lowest since late 2014. Meanwhile, the Journal Markets team says despite the recent pullback in tech stocks, investors are not ready to break up with the market's technology darlings. Stock ratings among analysts and brokerages have largely held steady for big tech firms, even as their shares have slumped, a sign the tidal wave of bad news hitting the industry hasn't destroyed confidence in popular stocks. Analysts cite big tech's strong earnings outlook and dominance across industries, from retail to social media, as well as the likelihood that any additional regulations lawmakers impose will take time to implement. And the Journal's Heard on the Street team says after strong corporate earnings results in the first quarter of 2018, investors should expect a string of disappointments, and as such, keep an eye on their portfolios. Analysts polled by Thomson Reuters estimate first quarter profits for companies in the S&P 500 will be up an estimated 18.5% above the year earlier level. But while earnings will still get a boost later in the year from some effects of the tax cut, there are too many variables, including more capital spending, higher labor costs, a weaker economy, or trade war, to bank on double-digit growth for the whole year. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. Investing and planning for retirement is a multitasking activity, measuring your own lifestyle and financial obligations against the current and projected market climate. So how optimistic are those planning for retirement in the face of today's market environment? Joe Reddy is the head of Wells Fargo Institutional Retirement and Trust, and he joins us to discuss. So, Joe, Wells Fargo and Gallup recently polled investors, and I suppose the conventional wisdom would seem to be that investors and those planning for retirement would be unsettled by the volatility we've seen in the market, but that really hasn't had as much of a pronounced effect.
That's right, JR. It has not borne out. In fact, the index in and of itself is at an all-time 17-year high. That's since September of 2000, right before the dot-com sort of bubble, if you will. And what we find is 7 out of 10 investors, when we talk to them, said that they're very confident about maintaining their household income and achieving their investment objectives over the next 5 years. So there's still a lot of optimism in the market.
I thought it was interesting in the survey that more than half of those surveyed said they could tolerate a 10% or greater market correction over the course of a year. And they seem to be it's almost like a new, brave new world that they can weather that sort of tumultuous environment in the market.
Right. In fact, I referred to this as the new normal, which is the correction tolerance, if you will. And to your point, you know, over half have said they could not only tolerate a correction at 10% or more, but the interesting part, 45% when we asked about volatility said they're concerned about volatility, but that's actually down from 64% just a year ago. So optimism continues to pour. And to add to that, JR, 6 out of 10 say right now it's a good time to invest broadly in the financial markets, and more specifically, 5 out of 10 said it's a good time to invest in stocks. So they're very positive about the overall projection market going forward.
You know, financial people I talk to that have been in the market and observing the market for decades say they have not seen an environment where stocks are such an attractive destination for money. They haven't seen it in 50 years. And it is really amazing that a lot of these retirees and those planning for retirement have lived through recessions. They have lived through ups and downs, and they're still confident about the market.
They are. I think what we've learned during this long run, whether it's a 17-year high, we've had sort of the correction in 08, 09, and then the great run-up here, if you will, in terms of valuations. I think what investors have realized in retirement, that the market will work in their favor in the long run. And so I think there is a little bit of this sort of conditioning that's gone on, which is to say, you know, don't have an emotional knee-jerk reaction. There's a lot of resilience to stay invested according to your plan, and don't have knee-jerk reactions. And people that have done that have benefited. And I actually think that messaging over time has actually sunk in. And so it's more about, I can't control the markets, but let me zero in on what I can control, right? Other factors beyond that.
But the benefits of the new income tax laws, where we see a mix of opinions, many aren't very optimistic about personally enjoying the benefits of the new tax law. I thought that was interesting.
It's very interesting. In fact, you know, 35% say it would be mostly good for them. 13% say mostly bad. 24% say somewhat positive, and 28% are unsure, right? So I think there's just this uncertainty as a result of the tax reform around how it might affect them personally. And we think about it in the retirement plan business as what I'll call asset location, right? How should I diversify my assets, right? And 25%, though, are only aware of the Roth difference between traditional pre-tax and not.
You know, that was another thing I noticed here was particularly significant in the survey. A majority said the tax law is unlikely to cause them to change their investment strategy. And it seems to be the result of a blind spot they have as far as their knowledge of various IRAs.
Right. In fact, it's very interesting you bring that up. Only 12% said that they would actually consider an after-tax strategy, which is really surprising when you think about the tax rules, where a lot of people say, hey, today tax rates may be my lowest effective rate ever for a long period of time, whether you're a young worker and you're sort of climbing the wage scale, or an older worker that says, you know, my effective tax rate may be as low as it's going to be. And so this, I think it's a lot about, I don't understand how to manage that or how to talk about that or how to think about that because I don't know what future tax rates are going to be. And so we talk about tax diversification just like you would asset allocation, which is maybe have a mixture, right? Don't put 100% in one bucket or the other. And I think this tax planning issue becomes real when you get to the retirement side of the equation.
All right. That's Joe Reddy, head of Wells Fargo Institutional Retirement and Trust, joining us here in our studio. Joe, thanks for being with us.
JR, thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.